Hi, this is Dopley, and in this episode we are going to learn about the fascinating history of colors. Everything has a history. Everything comes with stories behind it, and so do colors. The history of colors has influenced them in many ways. Colors and their meanings have changed during the passage of time. This time, we're going to travel in time, and we will talk about the history of colors, how they changed, and some other fascinating facts about them. So, let's prepare our minds. What is the first thing that comes to mind when we think about color? What do we know about colors? While thinking about that, let's start the origin of colors. When we say colors have changed during history, what do we mean? We mean that the meanings and concepts that people have been associating with are modified. The usage of colors in the modern day is obviously different from old times. Now, let's see what the origin of colors is. Let's start with the green, the most subtle and relaxing color. So why not? The green color was famous as a poisonous color, and it was also a hard color to come by. In ancient times, the color green was expensive to produce. Therefore, a few people were able to get their H and S on green pigments. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's green being the color of nature. Since the dawn of time, green has been a natural color and represents life. In some regions like ancient Egypt, people associated color with regeneration and rebirth. They used this color to paint their tomb walls. Also, ancient Romans used this color for mosaics, frescoes, and stained glass. Let's hear about green in Renaissance. Back in the time, the color of clothing could reveal a person's social class. It was a kind of indicator. Green was the color of professions, such as merchants, bankers, and the gentry. Since it was gaining more popularity, people started to produce more green pigments from plants or materials. But one gloomy point was that the color used to fade away over time. To prevent that, the ancient Romans found a solution to drench copper plates in wine to create verdigris, a green pigment that comes after weathering the metal. And hey, green is the poisonous color. Swedish chemist Carl Wilhelm Scheele produced a toxic material in bright green hue with the use of the noxious chemical arsenite, which was called Scheele's green. People used this material for things like dyeing paper, fabric, toys, etc. But then, some came to the conclusion that this particular dye was the reason for many deaths. For example, the death of French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte in 1821, as his bedroom wallpaper featured a deadly hue. Now, as another pleasant color, it's time for the blue color history. The blue color is a color favored by a great number of people around the world. And the reason is quite obvious. Blue is a soothing, relaxing, and peaceful color. It represents serenity, tranquility, stability, and last but not least, reliability. This was a brief explanation of blue in psychology. But how about blue color in history? That's exactly what we're about to cover. So, here we go with blue in ancient world. Again, ancient Egypt. It's not my fault that Egypt is involved in almost any historical subject. They were always there. Historic records suggest that ancient Egyptians were the inventor of the color blue. They say that the first signs of a synthetically made color, the Egyptian blue, was found around 2200 BC. It's also known as Kapurivate. They used blue color to paint ceramics, statues, and even to garnish their tombs. So what was the process of producing blue color? They used ground limestone and combined it with and a copper-containing mineral like azurite or malachite. Then they used to heat the mixture up to 1470 and 1650 degF. Lastly, it would result in an opaque blue glass. Then it had to be crushed and mixed with thickening agents like egg whites to create a long-lasting paint or glaze. To learn more about green and blue, you can visit Dopley's blog, Inside Colors, or you can explore Doppler's Colorpedia. It's the turn for white color history. How about white? Well, just in case you didn't know, white color isn't achromatic, which means having no hue. To begin with, let's see how old white color is in history and art. The history of anything ties to its age. Scientists believe that white is one of the oldest colors. The paintings of a cave named Lascaux Cave in France shows that Paleolithic artists used calcite and chalk for their paintings around 18,000 years ago. In ancient Egypt, people used white cloth to cover mummies, and it was also a symbolic color of the goddess Isis. And the priests and priestesses of Isis only wore white linen. The Roman people used to wear white toga for special occasions. All citizens during the years of 14 to 18. Also, people of eminent families and priests wore toga praetexta with a purple stripe. Back then, in the time of the Emperor Augustus, the Roman was permitted to appear in the Roman form without a toga, a tradition. In Greece, and also other ancient lands, people mostly associated the white color with mother's milk. In Greek mythology, the chief god Zeus was nourished at the breast of the Nymphomalthia. In the Talmud, milk was one of four sacred substances, along with wine, honey, and the rose. Are you still with me? It's time for Red Color History. Have you ever thought about who invented a color? Do we even invent colors, or do they just exist? Still a theory, but it is said that the Chinese were the first people to yield synthetically made vermilion color. In addition to white, red is an old color. The red color from ochre was one of the earliest colors used in prehistoric art paintings. Speaking of history, Mayans and Egyptians used to paint their faces in red for special ceremonies. The Roman generals would paint their bodies in red to celebrate their victories. In the Renaissance ages, the clothing of eminent and noble classes were dyed with brilliant red. They used kerms and cochineal to produce the red dye and pigments. In the 19th century, the first synthetic red dyes were made and introduced. It soon became the replacement of the old red dyes. During the year, red has gained more and more popularity in civilizations across the globe. For example, Russia took on a red flag after the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. All colors change in the passage of time. Based on various events, we associate different symbols and signs with certain colors. Therefore, the usage and messages of colors go through several changes. To sum up, all colors come with a history and background behind them. Like everything else, studying the history of colors helps us to gain more knowledge about them. It also enables us to understand the meanings and symbols that people have been associating with colors since the very old times. Some symbols have changed and some have not. What you heard is just a brief story of a few colors' history, and there will be more to this. So stay tuned for more episode on Dopely's KuboCast channel. Also, feel free to visit Dopely.top to explore the world of color and have fun with our tools. Enjoy!